Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 6, 2018. In today's news, Internet of Things solutions provider Relayer has been acquired by Munich Re. The City of Richmond, British Columbia has made a ruling on MRLs. India has set parameters for vertical transportation equipment and rail systems. The elevator industry mourns the passing of Jim Brown. An 84-story Ritz-Carlton Residences is rising in Colombo, Sri Lanka, and a four-tower project is planned for Geneva, Switzerland.
Relayer, an Internet of Things or IoT solutions provider with global headquarters in Boston, has been acquired by Munich Re through its subsidiary, Hartford Steam Boiler, or HSB, in a $300 million deal. Relayer partnered with HSB in 2016 to craft customized insurance products. Relayer will continue to operate independently. It said it will benefit from the financial strength of Munich Re, and the new business model will allow it to expand into risk management and data analysis. When Relayer announced its 2016 partnership with HSB, Relayer said it had the potential to help customers of clients such as Schindler, one of Relayer's first IoT customers.
The City of Richmond in British Columbia, Canada, issued its final interpretation on allowing as-is machine roomless, or MRL, units on June 19th. According to the National Elevator Industry, Inc., the interpretation does not require any changes to elevator manufacturers' equipment. In mid-2017, the city had stopped permitting MRL units with controller cabinets integrated with entrance frames. The BC Building Code Interpretation Committee then worked on an interpretation pertaining to those types of elevators, and Richmond waited for the interpretation to be completed before permitting any new units.
The Indian government has set mandatory parameters for electrical components in rail systems, including elevators and escalators, that must be met if states want financial assistance, The Times of India reports. Issued under the Make in India initiative, the parameters are aimed at achieving uniformity among electrical systems and, in the case of lighting, energy efficiency through the use of LEDs. Elevators should have minimum capacity of 1,000 kilograms or 13 passengers and must contain 50% local components.
James Jim Brown of Modern Elevator and a longtime member of the Canadian Elevator Contractors Association passed away on August 23rd at the age of 83. Brown worked in the elevator industry for more than 50 years. He is survived by his wife of 55 years, Donna, children, Jimmy, Judy, and Jeff, brother David, and 10 grandchildren. Brown was an avid Hamilton Tiger Cats fan and a loving, dedicated family man. The family extends special thanks to the Juravinsky Hospital in Hamilton, Ontario, for its care and compassion. Services were held in late August in Stony Creek, Canada. Donations in Brown's memory may be made to the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada or Diabetes Canada.
The 326-meter-tall, 84-story Ritz-Carlton Residences is rising quickly in Colombo, Sri Lanka, with construction reaching the 16th floor, Daily FT reports. part of a trio of towers, also including the 376-meter-tall commercial building The One and 303-meter-tall J.W. Marriott International Tower, Ritz-Carlton Residences is scheduled for completion in December 2021. It will contain 1 to 4 bedroom units and 2,900 square meters of event space. Previously part of the development known as Krish Square, Ritz-Carlton Residences is being developed by One Transworks Square Limited with Zhang Tiangding Hui Company as general contractor.
360-meter-tall, approximately 18-story, and 100-meter-tall, approximately 30-story towers are planned along the banks of the Arve River in Geneva, Switzerland, as part of a large urban development project, Tribune Le Genève reports. Prel Acadius Vernets, or PAV as the development is known, will have 300 rental units and offices, primarily for government officials and employees, and the 100-meter-tall tower will be among the tallest in the country. PAV is being developed by Design Lab and Bruno Marchand of Lausanne, Switzerland. State Councillor Antonio Hodges said PAV will be a new symbol for Geneva. The state plans to commence construction by 2023.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.